Does Jesus really call us to follow his example all the way? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. What does it mean to truly love others as Jesus loves you? And think about what he did out of love. He sacrificed his place in heaven. He was born in just about the most humble way possible. Then he let himself be executed as a criminal. If that's the example set for us, what should we do? Let's explore that question with today's story, The Greater Love Part 2 by Peter J. McDonough. The knight Yavane was on the verge of tears as he pulled off his dying comrade's helmet. "Why on earth would you do that? My life is not any more valuable than yours, Rosalind." As he cradled her head, Yavane noticed she wore the royal crest around her neck. He stared in disbelief. He hadn't known that his friend was also the princess of Carizia. He stumbled over his words and bowed his head awkwardly. "My lady, I am..." "You may dismiss with the formalities, Yavane. Just speak to me as you would Rosalind. We are friends," said the princess calmly. "Our lives are both equally valuable and treasured by our God."
Don't be ridiculous," interrupted Yavane. "You're the princess. Your life is perhaps the kingdom's most valuable life. It should not have been taken in an instant of stupid bravery."
"Not bravery, tender Yavane." Here, Rosalind used a royal voice to speak to her trembling friend, quelling his nerves. "My lord's greatest command is to lay down my life for others, just as he did for me. His love is why I did this." She paused, tears beginning to stream down her paling face. "He sacrificed himself for both of us. He has already set you free." Rosalind's breath started to waver. "By grace, you are saved, Yavane. Believe in him." A moment later, she closed her eyes and was gone. Yavane wept bitterly.
"Why would anyone sacrifice their life like that?" Yavane yelled into the forest.
He sat there for a long time, pondering Rosalind's words, still confused by her final moments.
"What did she mean? I'm set free. Does this God really give a grace that saves me?"
Yavane felt angry, but something else was beginning to grow deep within his heart, whispering that he was loved. And then, all at once, Yavane knew he wanted to live like Rosalind lived, with a love for God and for others. The Holy Spirit had taken root. Okay, so what does this story make you think of? In this allegorical story, Rosalind had been transformed by her relationship with God. Jesus' sacrifice compelled her to love others as he loved her. Yavane wrestled with questions and viewed himself as unworthy of such a sacrifice. Have you ever felt like Yavane? As sinners, we could never deserve God's love for us, but that is the beauty of Jesus. Even while we questioned and doubted, Jesus left his heavenly throne and humbled himself to the point of death on a cross, all so that we could experience his love and live in restored relationship with him. Read more about that in Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Consider taking a moment to thank God for his wonderful gift and ask him to help you begin to see yourself the way he sees you, as someone loved beyond measure. Now, as you and I can read in John 15, 13, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends." And dig into the Bible for yourself and read John 13, 3 through 17, Romans 10, 9 through 13, and Ephesians 2, 1 through 10 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and one way you can support Unlocked is by picking up some merch. You can get something in the mail at the same time you're helping other teenagers develop a closer relationship with God. Just tap the store icon at the bottom of the Unlocked app or go to shop.keysforkids.org and tap merchandise. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, talking about how we can only see part of the photo of our whole lives, but God sees it all. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.